kids, love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Hi, Daddy.
Look at this. The bad guys shoot Superman a dozen times, see the bullets bounce off, so they throw their guns at him. It's like they can't kill him, so they think they can give him a really bad bruise. What a bunch of morons.
Daddy, do you notice anything different about me?
No, son.
Daddy, it's Kelly.
Tell her to come in.
I am already in. And I am wearing a brunette wig. Why, you ask? Because I got picked to do a public service announcement. And I decided that I should do it as a brunette, since blondes have a reputation for being dumb. Which we all know is just a stereo system.
Pumpkin, Daddy is watching a very important program. It's called Superman.
What's the big S stand for?
Straight. Can't be too careful when you take your pants off in a phone booth. Now go away, honey. I'm studying this kryptonite thing. If it'll stop Superman, it might just work on your mother.
Fine. You never pay any attention to me. It's probably why I seek the cash and affection of older men.
That's nice, Pumpkin. And I do pay attention. Hi, Peg.
It's me, Dad. I got to tell you about my day. I had to give a driving test to a woman who was so fat, they had to shoot her driver's license photo with the Hubble telescope.
Son, listen to me. I don't have time for one of your shaggy fat woman stories.
You never listen to anyone.
I listen to Superman. He and Clark are very wise.
You're a sick man, Dad.
Hey, you're not a sick person just because you watch Superman. You're a sick person if you think you really are Superman. Pig kept me up half the night.
Yeah, we got lucky. Marcy kept half of me up all night.
Hey, I'm on my way to a memorabilia auction. I'm going to buy Marcy one of those original Barbie dolls for her birthday. You want to come?
No, I don't care much for memorabilia. I live my life in the present.
Ooh, ain't Dragnet's on.
Guess what I won at bingo? A concertina!
Come on, Jefferson, we'll be late for that auction.
Do I have another bid? Sold. For $3,200, Michael Jackson's original nose.
I hope the Barbie bidding stays low. I only brought $2,000.
$2,000 for a Barbie doll? Real woman isn't worth that much.
And the next item up for bid, still in its original wrapper, the first issue of Biggins.
$1,200!
So,
you don't have any money.
You got $2,000.
Al, that is money I took from Marcy for her birthday present.
Jefferson, this is the first issue of Biggins. There's 40 pages. That's 80 ins.
Okay, maybe I can find a Barbie for 800.
You won't be able to find Woodstock Barbie for that.
Woodstock Barbie?
Oh, yes. As any Barbie-phile would know, Woodstock Barbie comes with elephant-like bell-bottoms and a poor boy top. I'm prepared to go as high as 10,000.
I'm prepared to call America's Most Wanted.
I was lucky to get this Nurse Barbie for $800.
Oh, look, they put a belly button on her. Well, I guess they want little girls to know how the human body really looks.
That's why married Ken has no genitals. Well, Jefferson, I'll see you next week.
Oh, hi, honey. Hey, Jefferson, I have your auction catalog here. You know, I can't believe what people pay for these old Barbies, especially the ones with mistakes. Look, a Barbie head on a Ken body goes for $8,000. Look at this. $50,000 for a Nurse Barbie with a belly button. I tell you, the things people spend their money on. Well, if anybody wants me, I'll be upstairs in my new tanning bubble.
Jefferson, it's $50,000. Well, what are we going to do?
We say goodbye to you and catch a plane to Aruba.
Alice Marcy!
Jefferson Milhouse Darcy! Open this door right now!
I can't give belly button Barbie to Marcy. It's more valuable than she is. Okay, wait, I got an idea. Go let her in. Go.
Hey, Marcy, I thought I heard some pecking.
Out of my way, swamp gas.
That's Mr. Swamp Gas to you.
I'm sorry about the door, honey. I just didn't want you to see your birthday present before I got the price tag off. Happy birthday.
A rawhide bone, Jefferson?
Now give me back my bone or I'm ripping everybody a new belly button.
Jefferson! An original Nurse Barbie! I've wanted this doll all my life. My parents never let me have a Barbie. Instead, they bought me a Chinese back scratcher. I put clothes and makeup on it, but it just wasn't the same. Oh, thank you, honey. I'm never letting her out of my sight.
Me neither.
All right, here comes Popeye.
Hey, Al. You want to try my squeeze box?
No, Peg, you blew this man down a long time ago. Peg? Kelly? Bud? Good. Bring on the biggins.
Hey, Dad.
Of course.
Well, today, while I was giving a driving test, I learned that that windshields are made from this stuff called safety glass. That's so no one else will get hurt when I go flying through it.
Now, look, son. Son, look, it's not that I don't care. Oh, sure, that's part of it. But the main thing is I've got something very important to do.
Biggins.
Some bigger than your entire body. Now, son, you've got two choices. Get out or get the hell out.
Fine. You never pay any attention to me. Is it any wonder I seek the affections of sleazy barmaids and 25-cent movies?
Gee, now I feel bad. Now I feel good.
Look, Daddy. I changed my mind. I decided that it is not the color of the hair, but the head that it's stuck to that's important. Ergo, I have decided to do the announcement proudly wearing this blonde wig.
But Pumpkin, that's your real hair color.
Aha! Uh-huh. They don't know that.
That's a good point, sweetheart. You leave Daddy alone now.
Okay. I don't think Daddy was listening to me. I'll bet he's got a Biggins under the couch. Oh, well. The important thing to remember is I'm going up the stairs. Up the stairs. Wait. Where was I going? Oh, yeah. Up the stairs. Up the stairs.
I got a big problem, Al. Marcy hasn't let go of that Barbie doll since I gave it to her. I need you to do me a little favor.
Can I do it while I'm reading the magazine?
You know, that magazine still belongs to me until you pay me for it.
What is the favor?
I need you to sleep with Marcy. I don't mean sleep with her. Just lie next to her so I can have time to switch that Barbie with the regular nurse Barbie. The Barbie file that we saw at the auction will give me $50,000 and the substitute. It just take an hour until I make the trade. Huh? How about it?
But, Jefferson, Peg might wake up and notice me gone, and then it might ruin an otherwise sickening marriage.
Hey, look, Al. She's dancing.
Oh, all right, I'll do it.
Al, I'm so glad you're home. Gladys has just taught myself and the entire neighborhood John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
I'll leave my pajamas under the weeping willow tree.
Good move.
So long.
You haven't lived till you heard Itsy Bitsy Spider played on a concertina.
And speaking of things I'm afraid of with hairy legs, let's get this thing over with.
You sure she's not gonna wake up?
Positive. We just had sex 3 times. And, I did her real good. Okay, I switched the Barbie with a Chinese back scratcher.
1 hour, Jefferson. You better be back here in 1 hour.
1 hour? Oh, and if you hear a noise coming from across the hall, that's just Marcy's niece, Amber.
Anything else I should know?
Well, Marcy likes me to sleep with my hand on her tush. It'll keep her from waking up.
Ha 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 ha!
Jefferson, where are you?
Well, Jefferson isn't back yet. There's a shock. 50 grand in his pocket, me with his wife. Gee, who came out ahead? To hell with this, I'm getting out of here.
Hello? Peggy?
I'm worried about Al. He's missing. I thought maybe he was with Jefferson.
No, my Jefferson's right here.
Oh, gee. Now, his remote is cold. And the toilet seat is dry. Where do you think he could be?
Well, maybe he's with another woman. Listen, don't you worry, Peggy. If we hear anything, we'll let you know. Jefferson. You want to take me again? Oh, come on. I don't mean to criticize, but you didn't really satisfy me earlier.
Do you have a heating pad?
There's one in the nightstand. Are you sick?
I'm on my period. You know how it is.
Yeah, I know the feeling. I've gone to the super tampons lately myself.
The things that happen when you forget to pack your cyanide pill.
Even my breasts are swollen. Want to see?
We don't want to wake Uncle Jefferson. Jefferson, rub my back. That's my chest.
I can't get back in bed with her. But on the good side, soon Marcy will get up, I'll see her pluck naked and drop dead.
I'm sorry I'm late, buddy. I swapped the Barbies, I got the 50,000, I was on my way back when I got the urge to gamble. I felt a lucky streak coming on, so I decided to run my 50,000 into 100.
Well, did you?
No, I lost it all.
So did I. I wouldn't go in your bathroom if I were you.
Your shirt's all wet. You even sweat in bed?
Those are tears, Jefferson.
Jefferson?
She's waking up. Go! Go!
I'm going!
Did you hear someone screaming?
Yeah. It was probably Al falling from the window after having slept with you.
Al Bundy, where have you been?
Sleeping with Marcy.
Don't you lie to me. Ooh, you have been at Shecky's all-night chicken shack, haven't you? And I've been up all night, worried sick, pacing, fretting, cleaning. which I should do more often. Do you know that I found a magazine underneath that couch that was over 40 years old?
Oh, no! Where is it?
I threw it out.
Oh, Peg! Peg, I want my biggins!
Oh, honey. You want biggins? I'll give you biggins.
No, I said biggins, not food!